Welcome to your daily devotional, July 13th, Destroyed for Lack of Knowledge, Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The leaders of Israel in Hosea's day had failed to proclaim, preach, and practice the word of God that they had received by revelation up to that time. Other than the small remnant of believing Israel in that day, the people were not seeking the truth either, and were living lives of unrestrained sin as a result. Amos the prophet, writing around the same time, says that there was a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. We have the same problem of spiritual ignorance and lack of Bible reading and understanding in professing Christendom today in our land. This problem exists not only in institutional churches, where this has traditionally been a problem, but also in evangelical churches that have replaced calls for repentance with step programs for positive living and warnings against the wrath of God with pithy entertaining stories that do nothing for spiritual challenge or edification. I love to read some of the old writers, preachers, and commentators. When I do, I am challenged and I come to know how much I don't know. So I redouble my efforts to continue spiritual learning through the Word of God in order to be approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God's people deserve no less. Preachers and teachers of the word, please take this to heart. Let it not be said on your watch, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Many of God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because of failure to prioritize the things and disciplines of the Christian faith. In layman's terms, such a guilty of spiritual laziness. If you fail to read the Bible, learn God's word, learn sound doctrine, and apply it, then you will also fail in the day of trial. Stay no more in a place where you are not moving forward or being challenged in the area of Christian discipleship. It is a subtle thing, but many have come to know their own personal Jesus, who resembles themselves more than God the Son in the Bible. Do not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Get serious about your Christian life and become a diligent student of God's word. Start somewhere. Start today. If you stopped, hit the reset button today. God will have mercy on the one who humbly takes a step of faith to walk in him. Try him in this and see.